We'll see briefly again the Mishnah Daf Lamed. The Mishnah said Daf Lamed Omer Aleph Ein Odom Nichnas LaHazorah LaAvoida Afilu Tor Ad Sheyitvoil. Person cannot enter the Hazorah LaAvoida. Rashi and Tosfos say that if Lav Dafka, anytime you enter, you have to be Toivel. Afilu Tor, even if you're Tor, you have to be Toivel. The Etzem Knesset needs a Tefillah. Chomesh Tefillas VaAsorah Kiddushin Toivel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bo BeYom Yom Kippur. There were five Tefillas. There were 10 Kiddushin that a Kohen Gadol did in Yom Kippur. V'kulam be'kodesh. All these took place in the kodesh. Al beis apal v'chutz mizu bilvad. The first tefila took place in choil. Paul susan shalbutz beinu beinu om. They made a separation of mechitza al sneis that they shouldn't see him. Zok the gemara shalu is ben zayma. Tefila zulama. What's the purpose of the tefila of every morning? It says ein adam nichas la'azora. Afilu tor until he's toivel. What's the purpose of a tefila if he's tor? Zok the gemara. So ben zayma said as follows. If someone goes mikodesh to kodesh, and Yom Kippur, there's ten kiddushin and five tefillas that you do. You're going mikodesh to kodesh. You're big day loving, big day zov. You're going back and forth, different avoidas, both in the place of kodesh. Mikodesh to kodesh. You're in a place that's onish koris to another place that's onish koris. You're in the same place, same area, same chayma, and yet the din is that what tone tefila. So when you go Michoel Kodesh in the morning, even if you're tar, you can go to Tar and Yom Kippur also, obviously. And yet he needs Chomesh Tvilah. He needs to have the Mishanami Kodesh. He requires a Tvilah, Chomesh Tvilahs. So Madach, when you require Chomesh Tvilahs, when you're in Kodesh to Kodesh and you're tar, and you're in a place of Makan Kodesh, you require Tvilah. So Kol Shekain, Kavachoyma. When you come in Chol Kodesh, you come from outside to the inside, from Chol to Kodesh, from Ein Onish Koris to Onish Koris. So Ein Adin Shaton Tefillah, for sure you need a Tefillah. So Ben Zoyma learns a Kavl Choyma. El Kavl Choyma is a Limud Deraisa, that it's Ton Tefillah Midaraisa, that means. Rabbi Yudah Oyma no, Srach Tefillah Hizu. Rabbi Yudah says, the whole Tefillah that you're doing when you're coming in the morning, even though you're tar, is only a drabon and dikadin. It's a srach tefillah. Kedeshi yiskar tuma yishana shabiyoda yifroish. So he'll remind himself, he'll remember, in case you were previously tomei, right now you're being Polish. She yiskar tuma yishana shabiyoda yifroish. It's the drabon and dikadin. What's the drabon and dikadin? Remember, here's a reminder. You're going to the mikveh tefillah, in case you were tomei, remember, you have to be toivel. What's he say to machlekes? But my could be free. Now, obviously, the machlokes is it the reise, is it the rabbonim? Kong to Ben Zoyma is the reise, Kavl Choyma. Kong to Rabbi Yudah, it's only the rabbonim take it in. So, come on, but my could be free. Ba'achule avoide komiflegi. So, come on, daf lama nomad beis, ba'achule avoide komiflegi. Hainu, if you were not toivel shachas and you were oivid, Le Ben Zoyma meichel avoide, you passel avoide, because the reise could in, that we learn from Kohen Godel, that every morning you have to be toivel, even if you're Torah, Kol Shekein, if you're coming Michoel HaKodesh. The Rabbi Yudah meichel avoide, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's only the Rabbanon take it in, it's not meichel avoide. You didn't have this reminder, it's not meichel avoide. Zog the Gemara, ule Ben Zoyma mi meichel. You're telling me that if you're not toivel, according to Ben Zoyma, it's meichel avoide. Vatani will learn behead in a brayse and not like that. Why? Koyin Godel Shloi Toval. It says the whole limit is from Koyin Godel. Kavachim is from Koyin Godel. Well, the brayse says behead in Zvachim Yutes. Koyin Godel Shloi Toval v'loi Kiddush. If a Koyin Godel in Yom Kippur was not Toival or Mekadosh himself between the avoidus, between the tough times that he's supposed to be Mekadosh and Toival. Koyin Godel Shloi Toval v'loi Kiddush. Ben Begel Beger Ben Avoid L'Avoido. Avoidosoi. So you have black and white. Dialogue and Adin Liyas Kenidin. If Kohen Gadol himself did not do the Chomesh Tfilas and Asol Kiddushin, if he skipped it, so what's the din? Davoid is kosher. So you're learning a Kavl Chomesh from where? From a Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim that requires Chomesh Tfilas and Asol Kiddushin. So the questions on the Tfilas, he requires Chomesh Tfilas even though it's Ben Kodesh the Kodesh and Ben Kodesh the Kodesh. So Koshka, you need Ben Chol Kodesh. Well, the din, and that's a Kavl Choymer. Well, the din by Kohen Gadol is that it's kosher. So it's going to be kosher by a Hedyot also. So how, by a regular in the morning also, when you enter, Michoel. So how could you tell me it's Mechel Davoida? Ben Zoym is home, Makar is Kohen Gadol. Well, by Kohen Gadol, the din is that Avodos Ekshera. So how could it be Mechel Davoida? The Zelda Kolshkin that you said, that's Mechayvet Tvila, that Kolshkein will tell you that Avodas Akshera. Madach min Kodesh HaKodesh from a Chomedika place, Avodas Akshera, it's Kolshkein in this instance. So dialogue and Din Liyaz Kenidin. Zogt Rashi, Ule men zayme mi mechel, vohom i koin gol biyam kipurim yalaflo. Vu atz moi shloi tova le kirish biyam kipurim ben big day zol le big day lov and shum ishana ba avodas akshera. So how could you tell me that it's mechel avoda? The brayza continues on a different nekuda now. Now the brayza is going to continue on the kiddush part. We're bringing a kasha on the tefila part. Zok the brayza echot koin gol echot koin hedyet shloi kiddush yod v'ragel of shachis. A koin gol or a koin hedyet that we're not mekadosh yadayim raglaim shachis v'ovad avodas psula. That's something else. That's the gabi the kiddush. The kiddush ain't a chanami. That was never a point of content. We're lacking the kiddush adayim raglaim in shachris. That is makes avoda psula. That's something that's required that you have to have. That's a chelik in the avoda. That's mechal the avoda. Zog Rashi. Bepelk sheni this vachim we learn out that the avoda is possible. Yafin on the kshlerochutz yadayim raglaim mechal avoda. This exerts the cost of the gemara in Zvachim learns out from the word chuka. It says chuka by both places. And we learn out that the avoda is possible, just like Big Day Kun, it says the word chuka. So to over here, if you don't have the kiddush adayim raglaim in the morning, it says chuka. So we're learning out just like Big Day Kuna, the avoda is possible. You're not wearing Big Day Kuna. Bezman she Big Day Malayim Avedosam Malayim. So it's not called avoda. So too, if you didn't do kiddush adayim raglaim, the avoda is possible. That means kiddush adayim raglaim is a din that's mechel the avoda because that's exactly like cause if we learn out chuka. That's like the avoda itself. It's a din in the avoda. If you don't wear begodim, it's possible. If you didn't do kiddush raglaim, it's a psul in the avoda. It's a chilik in the avoda that you require. Avoda requires A, B, and C. Avoda requires begodim. Avoda requires kiddush adayim raglaim. That's not a question, Michlal. But legabe tefila, we're asking the beginning part of the brayso. It says behead your coin gold that didn't do the tefilas. Ben avoda lavoides is avoides kosher. So how could you tell me you come to Metzayma? It's mechel avoda because it's the brayso kedin. Zog the Gemara. Elo the Gemara changes. The nafkamina is lemekim be essay komiflegi. Is there an essay if according to Metzayma, if you were in Toivol? You have a kavu kol shekain, you have a kavu chaimer from Kohen Godel. If you weren't toiva when you enter the first time, even though you're tar, you're oivan essay. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not oivan essay. Now, be'etzem, the Gemara brings this nafkamina, but it's a shtickle shver. What if they come on to grace the nafkaminas? There's a very simple nafkamina. The nafkamina is it the reis or is it rabbonon? What's wrong with saying the nafkamina is the reis or the rabbonon? I don't know why, but the Gemara Akoponim says, be'etzem kamifagi. Zog Rashi, what's the there are enough communities in the Reis Rabbonon. I guess enough communities in the Reis Rabbonon. Right, essay is also Klapi Shemaya. But there could be enough communities in the Reis Rabbonon. Yeah, by Sveikus. Zog Rashi, Le Benzoi Mekoy Le Be'essay, Mikal V'choymer, De Koyen Gol Shoyve Be'essay. Oh. They're making a kavu chomer from a kohen gol. How do you know kohen gol is oivan essay? Back to the kohen gol. Since he learns a kavu chomer kohen gol, so we're utilizing a kavu chomer on the essay too. Just a kavu chomer needs to be told from a kohen gol. That's because the kodesh kolshken from chol kodesh. You're oivan essay. Just a kohen gol is oivan essay. What's the essay? Kidechsev v'rochas et besorim b'maim v'leveishom. It says clearly in the pasuk v'rochas b'maim es besorim u'leveishom. So it says clearly that he has to be rochatz uleveshom. So the tefillah is a mitzvah essay. So the kolshken is going on the essay. Now it happens to be, the Mefarshim point out that usually ein mazirin min adin. So that's taka legabe the lav. Legabe the lav, we can learn out a kolshken from Kohen Godel. But legabe the essay, that is not considered ein mazirin min adin. So you takan can learn out B'kivega and others in Sich Yitzchak, they point out that legabe the essay we taka can learn out now in this Gemara a kavu chomer a kolshken from Kohen Gadol. Where's the chorus? What chorus? Kavu chomer that you have tefillah, not chorus. The kavu chomer is never on chorus. The kavu chomer is not on chorus. The kavu chomer was madach a place that you have chorus. Madach a place that's mikodesh kodesh. You require tefillah. Kol shekain, when you go Michoel le Kodesh, where you're not chayiv chorus to chorus, you chayiv tefillah, not chayiv chorus, you chayiv tefillah.
No, the Malish Einish chorus.
Onish Kares is on what we're saying, like Abi Koyin Godl. Koyin Godl is Onish Kares. Kares came by us when you go Michoel Kurdish and you're not going from place, you're going from place that's not Chayiv Kares to place Kares, but you're not Chayiv Kares. It's a key of Tvila. So upon him, Zoktub Kivega, that the whole din that we're learning out now, that from a Kavach Choyma, is tak on the essay, it's meduktik on the essay, not on the lois essay, because taka would be Ein Oinchim and Adin. Mashiach on an essay, there's no din of Ein Oinchim and Adin. So Gemara saying the Nafkamina is, if you learn out from Koyin Godl, Ben Zoyma, then you chayv an essay, because Kol Shekein, Madach Koyin Godl is chayv an essay, Kol Shekein, when you go Michoel Kodesh, and according to Beyudit, it's only a schach tefil, it's a warning, so you're not chayv an essay. Zog the Gemara, Ben Zoyma, koy be essay, Rabbi Yudit, koy be essay. Frag the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yudit, you're telling me that what? That you need a tefil, according to Rabbi Yudit, as a schach tefil, it's a warning, when you enter, even if you're tar. That you require a tefillah. For Tanya, we learned behind in a brisa. Mitzoyre toivel v'oymid b'shar niknar. A mitzoyre on the eighth day, the mitzoyre on the seventh day is toivel. It says in the pasuk clearly v'hoybi emeshvi galeach, and then he's toivel, and then he's toivel again on the eighth day when he brings his karbonas. He's toivel twice. So state as follows in the brisa: mitzoyre toivel v'oymid b'shar niknar. If a mitzoyre is toivel on the eighth day, and he stands in Shah Nikna before he places his fingers lebehoinos, in order they place on the applications. So the shaman. So mitzoyre toiv oim b'shah niknar. Reb Yuda arguing, he says, no, Reb Yuda oimer, ein oi tzorich tefila shekra tova mi be'erev. Reb Yuda says clearly, he does not require a tefila on the eighth day. Why? Because he wasn't ready toiv on the day before. So we see clearly that a tar, he's tar, because he toiv on the seventh day. He's a tar that's nichnas, does not require tefillah. How could you tell me according to Reb Yuda? Reb Yuda is asking Reb Yuda alayn. Reb Yuda says that what? That Torah and Nichnas requires tefillah because it's chach tefillah. Well, here we see clearly that a Metzera does not require tefillah on the eighth day. He's a Torah and Nichnas.
He goes into the door actually?
He's going to go in, and then he's going to go right in. Zog the Gemara. Eventually he'll go in his whole goof. He's mutter to go in. At first he does behind it, then he goes in. Zog the Gemara. And by the way, he's in the Azorah already. He's going to go into the Azorah afterwards. After Sharnik, he's allowed to go into the Azorah. After the Matarim. But he wasn't Toivel. The Buddha says he does not require Tefillah. The Gemara is going to discuss in a second the Gavi Harish Shemesh, what we're talking about. The Maisi was Toivel the seventh day. So he's Tor. But a Tor Sharniknas, if a Torah doesn't need Harav Shemesh, but you need a tefillah, it's chach tefillah. Here it says clearly, Torah Shanichnas does not require tefillah. Zog the Gemara, your beauty says clearly, ain't it tzach tefillah, Torah Shanichnas doesn't need tefillah. Enter the Gemara, that's not schwer. Ha, who could a Tony time is got tovel me be'erev? The Hainu. The whole reason why do you need a tefillah is to remember Tuma Yeshona. That was the whole word, Tuma Yeshona. Maybe you were Tome a week ago and you forgot about it. Here we're telling you now, a reminder, tefillah, that's a reminder. Here we're talking about a person that was toivel the seventh day. There's no purpose to remind him of Tumah Yeshana. He doesn't have a Tumah Yeshana. He went to the mikvah on the seventh day. There's no Tumah Yeshana. Elamai, you worried about Tumah Chadosha, that between the seventh and the eighth now he was metam himself, that we're never choshish for, Zok Mitvah. We're never choshish for Tumah Chadosha. The whole Rabbi Yehuda was only on Tumah Yeshana, Eschach Tefillah. So Tumah Yeshana, there's no problem. He went to the mikvah the seventh day. State the head of the reason. Betzido state the reason why you don't need a tefillah. Shekvat tovim be'erev. So there's no mokum of schach tefillah, of a reminder of Tumah Yeshana. Elamai Tumah Chadosha, we never choshish that we time between the seventh and the eighth day. Zog the Gemara, if that's the case, so it's very geschmack. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda does not require a tefillah because he doesn't need a reminder. He went to the mikvah the seventh. Ude korele, my korele was b'chal da havamina. You ask a kasher of Yehuda, That you don't require tefillah. You went to the mikvah the seventh day. There's no makom of schach tefillah over here. There's no from Tumah Yeshana over here. Ude korle mai korle. And for the Gemara, we bring in this Rabbi Yehuda because we have a kash from a different Rabbi Yehuda. Zog the Gemara, mishum de kaboy le milma achita alei. We want to ask a kash from a different Rabbi Yehuda. What's the different Rabbi Yehuda? Lishka samet tzoroin, sheshom et tzoroin, toivlin. The lishka samet tzoroin. We were there before lishkas in the Ezes Noshim. Before he's nichlas lebehoinois, before he enters the Azorah, there's a lishkas hametzeroin. Over there, the metzeroin are toivel. That's a pashtus. Reb Yehuda Omer, Loi Mitzrayim Bilvad Omru, not just the Mitzrayim, not the only ones, Bilvad is Meduktik, Loi Mitzrayim Bilvad Omru, not just the Mitzrayim, not Toivol, Ela Kol Adam. So we see clearly, Reb Yehuda says, every person is Toivol before he enters the Azorah. Loi Mitzrayim Bilvad, and Lishkan Mitzrayim, Ela Kol Adam. So we have a clear stira. Why? Over here it says that what? That Lishkas HaMitzrayim is not just Mitzrayim, but it's Kol Adam. And here we see that what's it called? That there's a tefillah. El Kol Adam, Zog Rashi. Hanichlas La'azorah Medikom Bilvad, Michal Disse Tefillah Mitzrayah. Oh. It says clearly that the Mitzrayim on the eighth day requires a tefillah. It says, not just the Mitzrayim, Bilvad, need a tefillah on the eighth day, but any person that enters needs a tefillah. But what do we see over here? That even though he was Toivel on the seventh day, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, Loin Lishkas HaMitzrayim Bilvad Omru, the Mitzrayim needs a tefillah on the eighth day, but also every other person. So we have a clear steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly, you need a tefillah on the eighth day, unlike the first Braisa. The first Braisa says, Steer in these two brises. We're not asking Kash on the original Rabbi Yehuda that says Rach Tvila. We're asking steer in these two brises. That's what we bring the first brise. The first brise says, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Bashar Nikla, he doesn't need a Tvila because it's Kratom Be'erev. The second brise says, that Lishkas HaMitzrayim, Dr. Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Mitzrayim Bilvado Amru, El Kol Adam, not just the Mitzrayim needs a Tvila on the eighth day, but every person that enters needs a tefillah. So what do we see clearly? That a mitzvah on the eighth day needs a tefillah, even though he's 12 on the seventh. And before he said, Shekhar Tavim Erev, he doesn't need on the seventh. On that, the Gemara answers, Loi Kasha. Hod Tovel, Hod Loi Tovel. Depends. Was he tovel on the seventh day, or was he not tovel? If he was tovel on the seventh day, then Ein Chanami, there's no Srach tefillah, there's no Tumi Yishonah, he does not require a tefillah. And Hod Loi Tovel, if he wasn't tovel on the seventh day, so then you require a tefillah on the eighth day. Now the Gemara is going to ask your kasha. If he wasn't Toivel, they need Herev Shemesh. But then he's coming as a Tomei. Either Loi Tovel, so Herev Shemesh boy. If he wasn't Toivel, then I understand. So then he's right now a Tomei. If he was Toivel on the seventh day, he's not a Tomei, he's Tor. So now you need a Tefillah on the eighth day. And the Gemara answered, no, Loi Tovel, Tovel or Loi Tovel. Well, if it's Loi Tovel, then he's regular Tomei. He wasn't Toivel on the seventh. So he needs Herev Shemesh. Zog the Gemara, either Loi Tovel, Herev Shemesh boi, Zogt Rashi. Idloi tovel be'erev l'tzaratoi, so you need Herev Shemesh. So, Frek Demar, if he wasn't tovel, what's Bichlal the entering without Herev Shemesh? After Bahoinus. We see clearly he enters after Bahoinus. How can he enter? Idloi tovel Herev Shemesh boi, l'choi you need Herev Shemesh. Elo Zogt Gemara. Avada we're talking about he was tovel. I was trying to steer some braises. Eliv idiv the tovel. Hoda asach daite, hod loy asach daite. That means, was he Messiah his das from watching himself from becoming Tomei? So if he was Messiah his das, so then he needs a Hazor, he needs to have a tefillah on the eighth day. Because why? Maybe he didn't realize. Zog Rashi, Azchadayte, Mishmiras Gufa, Itzorach Hazor, Shema Nichlas, Loyal Ameis, Veloy Som Eliboy. He didn't realize. So then you need to require again on the eighth day. That's Loy Mitzaroim Bilvad. That's the second brisa. Not the Mitzera, but others too. So we see how Kaponim Mitzera needs. Masha'en Kain, when it's Loya Sachadaita, when he wasn't Messiah Das, so then you can assume he is, Avada was saying both, talking about that he was Toivel, and he wasn't Messiah Das, so he wasn't Nichlas Oyla Meis, so Meli is good to go, and he doesn't need to have Shemesh. And Itaka doesn't need the eighth day. But both of them, Avada was Toivel. He's Tor. It says he needs, that's because he was Toivel, but he was Messiah Das. Zog Mori Idivide the Toval, Hoda Asachadaita, Hoda Asachadaita, so Lamaisi, you won't need to have Shemesh. Just we ask daiter, we choishes, it's only chash. So merely you don't need Herev Shemesh. Zog the Gemara, but ein chanami, if you ask daiter, hazor shlishi v'shvi boi, if you're Messiah das, so then you need to have hazor shlishi and shvi. So then you're lacking that part. So if you're Messiah das, maybe nichol zayel ames, you need to have the pras of hazor shlishi and shvi again. Zog the Gemara, the omer of the story, bar matan, omer of yoichanon, hesach das, tzorch hazor shlishi v'shvi. So what kind of teretz is that you're Messiah Das? Elo Zog the Gemara, both prices are, E divided the loy asach adaita. Avad he wasn't Messiah Das. So he won't require Azor Shlishi Bishvi. And he was Toivel. And he won't require Herev Shemesh. So what's pshat that rebuked in the price says, loy b'tzoroim bilvad? Zog the Gemara loy kasha. What's pshat in the two prices? One price says that he requires loy b'tzoroim bilvad, that he needs a tefillah on the eighth. And the other price says rebuked does not require. Rebuked says, So we're saying now both brides are talking about Tovil, and both brides are talking about Lo Yascha Daita, because otherwise you need Shlish V'Shvi, and otherwise you need Herev Shemesh. So how about we're talking about Tovil V'Lo Yascha Daita? So what's the Stira? What's the Teretz of the Stira V'Lo Kasha? Hod Tovil Al Das Bias Mikdosh. On the seventh day, your tefillah was with the intent to enter the Beis HaMikdosh, with the kavana over here. There's a lishma dikadin. Hod loy tovel al das bias mikdosh. The hainu. When you tovel al das to enter, then you do not require the eighth. When you did not tovel, we're not tovel, even though you were mesich das, but it wasn't al das to enter, so then you need tefillah on the eighth day. Why? Because the tefillah on the eighth day is going to be a tefillah al das bias mikdosh. That's what the eighth day tefillah is going to do off. It's going to make it al-das take a tefillah. When you enter, you need a tefillah. So when the seventh was without al-das, even though you're not mesich das, then you need another one on the eighth because you need a tefillah al-das bias mikdash. Now Rabbeinu Chananel over here explains, he says as follows, by me it's 3 lines before the end. V'haydik toni tzorich tefillah b'shaloi tovel al-das bias mikdash. Meaning, v'haydik toni dekaimelon ki atoyva ledovel afa pishenitar. With someone is toivel for one thing, let's say a person is toivel for chulin, he's still going to be osav a truma. You have to have in das. L'maisa, I went to the mikveh, the same mikveh, the same aboyim saw. Why if a toivel chulin are you osav a truma? You have to have the toivel al das. So if you're not toivel al das bias mikdosh, the tefillah doesn't help for bias mikdosh. Zok Ben Chananel. Just like we find toivel lokal is not a help for toivel chomer. So he says, "Kedetam b'sechs chigigas peyush haMishnah. Ha toivel l'truma v'uchzak l'truma osa l'koidish. Toivel l'chulin osa v'truma. Toivel l'truma osa v'koidish. Ha toivel l'koidish v'uchzak l'koidish osa l'chatos." That's a peyush haMishnah chagiga. So we see clearly that tefila needs a das for a chomesh aboy. So even though you were toivel on the seventh, but it wasn't al das bias mikdosh, that's how he explains why it would not would require a tefila on the eighth day, and that's how we answer the stira in Rabbi Yudin the two brises. V'iboy same another teretz. To answer the stira, zok the mara, tani loy mitzarayin omru el kol adam. Take out the word belvad. The whole deek of Rabbi Yudah was in the second brisa that Rabbi Yudah requires on the eighth day. It says loy mitzarayin belvad, not just the mitzarayin in lishkas mitzarayin need a tefillah, but a kol adam. Well, if you take out the word belvad, it doesn't connote at all that mitzarayin need on the eighth day. Loy mitzarayin omru el kol adam, meaning mitzarayin do not need. Rabbi Yudah's sheet is they went on the seventh, and Avada we're talking about he went on the seventh. Otherwise, you need to have shemesh. So we went on the seventh, and we're not choish for Tumah Chadosh, only Tumah Yishonah, you don't have that anymore. There's no Srach Tefillah. Loi Mitzarayin, without the word Bilvad, Ela Kol Odom. But Mitzaray, Taka doesn't need because he's Taka Tor. Ravina Omar, the third Teretz. Reb Yehuda, Ledivreim de Rabbonon, Ka'am, Komelu. Reb Yehuda is talking now, Ledivreim de Rabbonon, is Bar Plukta. And he says as follows. Ledidi, according to me, Mitzaray and Srach Tefillah. Why? Because I hold if you tell the seventh, you're good to go. Leditchu, according to you, oidili mia, oidili easy is the lashon of my beloved. Oidili easy, be moided to me, my oyev, oidili easy mias, the loy mitzaroyim belvad, meaning ledidduch. Ledidi a mitzaroy doesn't eat, because he went on the seventh. But ledidduch, you be moided to me, that not just a mitzaroy belvad, meaning your didduch, that a mitzaroy needs, ela kol adam. That every person would need. And that's what he's talking. He's talking to Divreim de Rabbonon. And Rabbonon and Machalak, and they say, no, Mitzoyre daish betuma. Meaning Mitzoyre is different than Kolodom. A Mitzoyre is daish betuma, Zog Rashi. Oysa tuma buhugalad achshav liga betuma. A Mitzoyre is huga betuma. He's a Mitzoyre. He's not Niza from Tuma. He's right now, he's Tomei. So Mela, since he's a Mitzoyre lefaneinu, so that's why he needs Tvila before he enters. Masha Einkein. Because maybe he touched after Tfilah Zayin. He was Hurgo Batuma. Lefikuchu b'chashash Tuma Shema Achat Tfilah Noga. Maybe after he was Toivel, he was Nageya. So that's why Rabbonon say that a Mitzvah requires a Tfilah, even though he was Toivel the seventh, he needs on the eighth. That's what Rabbonon say, Af Bishatoval is Svi, he needs to have on Shmini. Mashenki Kol Odom, there's no chashash. A regular person is not Daish Batuma. He's not in a Matzav of Tuma. Mitzvah is in a Matzav of Tuma. So he's Rogel. So Mele b'chashash, he was Nageya. V'rabbonu mitzoyre daish betuma, kolodom ledaish betuma. Omer le'avaylev Rav Yosef, neymer rabbonon de pligi alei de Rabbi Yehuda ben Zoyma, neymer rabbonon de pligi alei de Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbonon that say, that you oimer b'shan nakra and you toivel, that means on the seventh and on the eighth, on both of them, the pligale de Rabbi Yehuda, kiben zoyma svirale. So we can deduce that Rabbanon hold like ben zoyma, that it's a kavachoyma, it's a deraisa de kedin that we're learning out. V'haydik toni mitzoyra, because be'etzim it's every person that enters needs to be toivel. So why does it say mitzoyra only? V'haydik toni mitzoyra l'adiecha koichet Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't need a tvila, even though he's a mitzoyra, even though lemaisa he's a tarsh nichnas. But be'etzim it's not just mitzoyra, it's kol odom akong to ben zoyma. I don't know, shayna mitzoyra, maybe it's only mitzoyra, the daish betuma. There's no raya that he holds like ben zoyma. That's a kavachomer to kol adam. So Rashi name a rabbonon the pligale de Rabbi Yehuda masizik kamaisa the original sugya the ketoni mitzoyra toivel ve'oymed b'shan nakner k'ben zoyma svirale the omad de raisi l'chol adam. Ben zoyma holds it the rice for every person. L'chori that's rabbonon shita. And mitzoyra is only als daish tuma. Really refers to every person. Hilkach loish lo tovam be'erav loish lo tovam. The love hainu rabbonon the masis and the pligalei b'mishta the midas I don't know chad etanu v'shani mitzora the daish betuma. Maybe it's one tana and it's not ben zoyma, but it's mitzora is different because daish betuma. But it won't be a raya that kol adam would require. Only mitzora dafka.
And like Rashi says, the love hainu rabbonon the masnisin the pligalei b'mishta the midas, because the mishnah by us, the rabbonon of our mishnah say clearly that every person has to be toivel. Not just mitzera, even the Torah shenichnas has to be toivel. But there's no raya that this rabbanon would hold like ben zayim in the mishnah by us. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omens.